Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990. So we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145500. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month or $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
This program is public, unrelated to any political party, and shall not be used for purposes other than stated in the program.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the host, guests, and callers, not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Brent Humphries is in the house. Welcome.
Ron. Thanks for having me back.
Glad to have you with us again. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskull. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save the number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Okay, we got a lot to say today. We are very, very lucky people. All American Pet Photo Day. Send them to me, Ron at ronsiegelradio.com. Or you can go right on the Facebook page. Put a picture of your pet. There's way too many places I can go with that and get me in trouble. But we'll just put a picture of your pet, Ron Siegel Radio, Facebook. Brent, I don't know if you knew this. Today's National Mojito Day.
No, I did not.
National Mojito Day. Okay, we got Rainier Cherries Day. Celebrate that one. And, of course, every year, if you're listening to us, watching us live, today is July 11th. Better known as 7-Eleven Free Slurpee Day. 50th anniversary of the Slurpee is today. 50th anniversary.
It's wonderful. I'm still stuck on mojito because, you know, we're going to be – it's a good segue into the fact that we're going to make a mint in real estate.
Well, if you didn't know this, Brent is – I was going to say he's a little bit into the puns, but we don't say little around Brent. It gets him upset sometimes.
Oh, nice. So does short sale. That really gets me.
That really gets him. Okay. So – Dow Jones, I guess if you're into it, the Dow Jones and Industrial Average is on that roller coaster still. Actually, if you look at the chart, I've looked at the chart here for the three-month chart, and it looks kind of like a roller coaster, but it's almost more like the Grand Canyon. See, because it started out about 3 months ago at 18,000, went all the way down to the mid-16s, and now we're back at about 18.2. Kind of like a Grand Canyon there. Now, if you're faint of heart, that's probably not where you want to be. U.S. 10-year Treasury, it is at 1.42 right now. Now, we have talked about this one before. The reason that we look at the U.S. Treasury at 1.42, and what does that mean to us? Well, the spread on the U.S. Treasury to the mortgage, 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, should be about a 1.76 spread, which means that if it was for regulation and other issues, a 30-year fixed-rate loan should be, historically, at 3.18%. But Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac came out with that number last week. 3.41% is the 30-year fixed-rate Fannie Mae loan, and that's with a half a point. Do you qualify? I don't know, but that's where the numbers are. If you don't know, a lot of people don't know what the statistics are, and why would you? That's not your industry. That's not what you do for a living. There are people that study this stuff, like Brent and I. And the idea here is get great counsel. That's going to be our philosophy for the day. Because a lot of people, think about this. I'm going to share some statistics with you. And you know me, I'm a numbers guy. People that don't know about buying a house. So 54%, this is a survey done by Fannie Mae, big company, government-sponsored entity. 54% of the people surveyed say they do not know the minimum credit score required to get to buy a house. 40% of the people surveyed do not know the minimum down payment required for a house. And 59% of the people do not know the maximum back-end debt-to-income ratio required to buy a house. Now, I'm going to go take that one step further. I'm going to say 59% of the people probably never even heard of a debt-to-income ratio. So we're going to chat about all those things. I'll give you the Cliff Notes. I don't know. Brent, are Cliff Notes even still around? I mean, you've got a son in college now. Do they have Cliff Notes, or is it something new?
I'm going to have to ask him. I don't know.
Right?
They've got all dummy books now with
right.
The yellow covers.
Those are for me.
Oh, got it. Okay. And for me. Because I didn't know it was National Mojito Day.
In our day, they had Cliff Notes, right?
Right.
I mean, you remember the Cliff Notes. But I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. This, you know, I, I did a picture just recently that said, you know, your parents must be pretty smart. They got through life for the first 30 or 40 years of their life without Google. Just a thought.
We had to drive to the library.
To what?
To the library.
That's a place where they have books, right?
Yeah, and you can't talk, which is really difficult for me. I'd have to sit there. Shh.
I have that challenge myself. So here's the Cliff Notes, Fannie Mae's notes. Minimum percentage requirement down for a Fannie Mae loan is 3%. There are other products and projects that might get you lower, but Fannie Mae, 3%. Minimum credit score for Fannie Mae is 620, and the maximum back-end debt-to-income ratio, 45%, although they may go up to 50% with compensating factors. Just think about those thoughts right there. If you're thinking that you need to have a great credit score, 620 is Fannie Mae's opportunity. FHA goes lower, and I've talked to you about the programs that some of our friends have at 500 FICO score. Just a thought right there. We're going to talk more about that with Brent Humphreys today. We should just throw this out there just for fun because we can.
Uh-oh. Whenever you say just for fun, I get nervous.
Well, this is basketball, Brent, so we don't have to worry.
Oh, I'm clean there.
Tim Duncan announced his retirement today. 15 years in the NBA. I'm sorry, 15-time All-Star, 19 seasons in the NBA, twice NBA MVP, three times the Finals MVP, five NBA championship rings. Talk about one heck of a career. So
must be a basket case.
Oh, wait a second. I think I know that. I've got that one just for you today.
Nice sound effect.
Now, sometimes we have a different sound effect.
Don't go there.
Okay. Just a thought. We're still having some fun here. So we have been chatting about some of these numbers, and I got a lot of this information. I shared this weekend just because, as you know, I share this a lot on Facebook, but I go and walk a lot down in Balboa Island. I walk with all my friends. I'm alone on the island on the weekends, and I listen to lots of material on audio recordings. My friend Steve Harney sent his information out this week. That's where we're sharing some of these statistical information. 86% of Americans believe that home ownership is a dream come true. 86%. 93% of Americans believe that home ownership is an achievement to be proud of. And Brent and I are going to chat about this one because I shared this just before we went live with Brent because he's got some great, great information to share with us today. People are still wondering and worrying about housing, and has the housing crisis ended? And I'm going to see if I can find the statistics here quick enough to share with you right now. But a lot of people are still worried about that. I'm going to share with you that you probably don't need to be worried about it. But March 2013, 20% of the people thought the housing crisis was over. It continued to go up where more and more people, obviously, as time went by, thought that the housing crisis was over. April 2014, roughly a year later, 25% of the people believe it's over. April 2015, 35% believe it was over. But April in 2016, people think only 29% believe it's over. That's according to a report from the MacArthur Foundation. Why are people thinking that the housing crisis is not over when clearly houses are selling, loans are accessible, money is accessible, and we're going to ask Brent what his thoughts are. If you price your property properly, we'll ask him today when we chat a little bit later, are prices property selling and should you buy now or should you wait now?
That's a good
one
question.
Of the agents that I spoke to out in the San Diego market told me that he has a definitive answer about housing prices and when you're going to get the best price for your house. And we've talked about this before, but he came back and he said, well, obviously, 3,000 years from now, housing prices will be higher than they are today.
Oh, very good.
Right? I bet you concur.
I do.
I hope we're there to see it. Right?
I think we're going to be populating Mars in 3,000 years.
Good.
I mean,
well, you got a Tesla. So you can do that, right?
Elon's going to do it.
Elon's going to do it. We're going to chat about a lot. We got a lot to cover today. It's a great day on Ron Siegel Radio. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we've got a ton to go over with Brent Humphreys, saving to buy a home. Do you know the difference between cost and price? We're going to talk about it. Should I consolidate or refinance my student loans? And a small business tax break idea. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investment? Is credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. One of the area trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your home. Now, those online surveys, they don't tell you anything about equity. They don't have the data to give you the equity. You got to talk to somebody, a real estate professional. They'll give you that information about the equity of a home. So what we want to chat about today is the difference between cost and price. Big, big difference in there, understanding the difference between cost and price. So the price of a home is very, very simple. That's the big number that is most of us aren't really focused on. If you're buying a house, you don't focus on that big number as much. Yeah, you do worry about it. But you're really focused, in most instances, on the cost of the home, the price, say nationally of $250,000. And I'm a simple guy. So a $250,000, I can even handle the $500,000 because I know I just have to double it. And for a million, I double that again. So it's easy for me. It's like going to In-N-Out Burger and you get a double-double or a 4x4 or an 8x8 or heart attack or whatever you choose.
Heart attack.
Right? I mean, but think about this. So the idea here is the price. That's the big number. The cost. That's the number we have to deal with every single month. And the cost of the home is going to take two items into consideration. You have to take the price of the home and what the interest rates are for the mortgage if you're one of the 70% of us who get a mortgage on their home. And I'm going to suggest to you right now that if you take that $250,000 home, okay, say today you get a $250,000, let's use a mortgage, that way we don't have to figure out numbers. And I'm a simple guy, it's easier. Now that mortgage, based on CoreLogic's prediction of price appreciation, 5.3%, again, that's a national number. Your number may be a little bit different than that, but 5.3% appreciation. That's going to be in 2017, that $250,000 mortgage will be $263,250. The mortgage today, based on a 3.41% Freddie Mac interest rate, principal and interest would be $1,110. Based on predictions and forecasts, that's going to jump up 1 year from today to $1,350. That means your cost will go up by $239 a month, $86,000 over the life of the loan, 30-year loan. Think about that, cost and price. Big issues, that's the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals, Ron Siegel Radio. Again, text ATP. To 795, I'm sorry, that would be PAR to 79564, one of the area trusted real estate professionals. We'll reach out to you to chat with you about your home, your specific situation. So what we want to do right now, Brent Humphreys is with me. Brent Humphreys, Humphreys Homes and Estates, great real estate agent in the, I guess I can't say this anymore, Brent. I can't say Northern San Diego because You're Brent Humphreys statewide.
Well, people do ask, where do you sell? And I say California. But right now we have listings in Orange County, here in Riverside County, and San Diego County.
So you're spread out, spread pretty thin.
That's why I drive electric.
And you don't ever run out of gas.
Don't ever run out of gas. I don't even have a gas pedal.
But sometimes he does lose his charge. I'm just saying, I don't want to.
That was on the other one.
Especially with no caffeine.
That's true. No caffeine, 33 days.
33 days. Yeah. Why?
Health reasons. I thought it'd be better. You know, I'm a little wound up, so.
I'm
chilling a little more now.
I have wine for that.
I do too, but you don't drink wine during the morning, I don't think, or in the afternoon, so.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's true.
Okay, so let's get back onto this. So real estate, is it picking up? I mean, heard me with the statistics earlier about thinking that there's a crisis in that we're still in a mortgage or real estate crisis.
Sure.
Now, you're on the front lines.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see?
Well, first, I think what we have right now is we have a perfect storm. You know, you watch the weather reports. I mean, I don't want them as much because I'm in San Diego. You know, Carl's bad. So, you know,
yeah,
the weather's
74,
always good.
They just do a weather down there if it's not going to be 74 and clear, right?
Yeah.
It's the only time you do weather?
I did business with someone. Her business name was 71 and Sunny. That was her business name because it's always 71 and sunny. It's great.
Nice.
But, you know, you see the weather report, right? We got the swirl coming off of a storm coming off of Mexico, the dry air rising in the desert, and the winds blowing from the west. And I guess when they all meet, something like crazy and combustive happens. That's why I'll never be a weatherman. But the idea there is that when you have all these –
That sounds pretty technical.
Thank you. Well, I practiced when I was in the carpooling coming up. But the idea in real estate, Ron, is that right now you have all these different factors that have combined to create major demand for homes across the country and the sense of urgency where people are really, really determined to buy real estate quickly, wherever they possibly can. And I think some of those factors are that – so I've read, you know, 80% of Americans believe that real estate home ownership is still part of the American dream. I think you saw 86%.
Right.
So that's probably within the margin of error.
Close,
sure. Yeah. And then Gallup poll just did a survey of Americans and found that the number one investment that Americans across the board believe is where you should put your money is in United States real estate. So you have now widespread belief after our 2008 market crash that in fact real estate is really a good thing. And yeah, we, you know, consumer sentiment dipped for a bit, but it's back. As you look at the real estate market and the fact that it grew 7% nationally last year, the median price in the United States now $245,000, which is pretty close to your simple $250,000. Like it. I'd round up to $250,000 as well, you know, with a little disclaimer, you know, within $5,000.
Sure.
But $245,000, and that is a 1% increase over last month, 7% from that time last year. So you're up 8%. That's a good investment. I look at my investments online. I'm getting about 1.1%, subject to change without notice.
Absolutely.
1.1%.
And most of the investments that people have online are not online. I mean, most of the other investments are not leveraged.
Correct.
Right? So if you go and buy stock, and I don't know what you
got to have the money.
Right? You have to have 100% of the money. So if you want to buy 100 shares of Apple stock, you got to have a lot of money.
Right.
A lot of green cash. No, not you can't buy it with 10% down payment or 3% Fannie Mae down payment.
Right. Well, okay, so let's talk about that. So 10% down payment, right? The bank will give you 90%. So you have a major financial institution becoming your investment partner,
right,
where they'll put down 90 and you'll put down 10. Who's getting all the appreciation? You are.
Right.
The bank is getting their interest.
They're getting their interest, their 3% or 4% interest, whatever qualify at, right? So give us that's go back to my simple numbers.
Okay.
I'm slow. So we have a $250,000 property that appreciated at how much?
8%.
8%. So we put down $25,000.
Okay.
Right. So we have $250,000 times 8%. And I'm just a slow guy. So it's $20,000. Mm-hmm. So 20,000. That means on our cash, the return
you put in
on
20,
cash
yeah, yeah.
is 80% return on cash.
Yeah. Yeah, you're putting in $25,000. You're getting $20,000 back. But the caveat is, not to ever have an argument on air because I like it when you invite me in, but the caveat is that some people say, well, that's only money on paper. So unless you sell, you're not really benefiting from that $20,000. But that's the beauty of this interview because
sure.
there are ways that you can make strategic moves in the market. I mean, What I'm looking at is that so some of the perfect storm is that we have a major inventory problem. People are not listing their homes, and we're going to talk about pent-up demand, I think, after the break. But what's interesting is that many people don't put their home on the market either because of naivety. They're not aware of what their home is worth. They're still wallowing in the hangover from the 2008 crash.
I'm glad you brought that up because I just happen to have a chart in front of me.
Oh, that's a nice looking chart.
People in America with significant equity. And significant equity is defined as 20% or more.
Beautiful.
United States on the whole, 74% of America has significant equity in the real estate they own. And 82.4% of Californians have significant equity. You just got through telling us that people don't understand or realize that they have equity.
Yeah.
94.1% in California have equity. The number I just said, 82.4, is significant equity.
It is. Could I make a quick comment
no,
on that? Okay,
no.
So in the last 2 weeks, these are real examples in two cities in San Diego County. Homeowner number one sold him his property. He's relocating. We looked at the comps. His identical home had just sold, like days ago, for $433,000. I looked at the photos. I went to his home. I knew what he had there, but I compared. They were identical homes. He said, Brent, what would you put my home on the market for? And I said, 480. Now, it was a very pleasant meeting from there.
Sure.
I put his home on at 480 on a Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday morning, 21 hours later, I get a call from one of the top two brokerages in Carlsbad. Bottom line.
Don't say another word.
Oh, no. Cliffhanger.
It's
a great story.
Brent, we got to do it, though. We're
okay.
Going to have everybody stay around so Brent can tell you. What happened in 21 hours?
It's a great story.
We're going to chat about it. You're listening on Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Being that I don't know the story. We didn't talk about this. Great real estate agents come up with great solutions. I have a feeling we know where this is heading.
It's a beauty.
Remember to reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLID 21707 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Now, Work Summit. The best skills and strategies to double your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit is for 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 27954 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 27954.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by Credit Sanitizer. .com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What do you do about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution. Should I consolidate or refinance my student loans? A lot of choices there. Quick breakdown. Federal consolidation will give you a single monthly payment and access to additional repayment plans and loan forgiveness programs. Best for borrowers struggling to make or keep up with payments. Refinance, sometimes referred to as private consolidation, will give you a single monthly payment and may save you money, but at the loss of certain borrower protections. Yeah, you know what the borrower protections means is that the government won't be involved in it. And, you know, I'm just saying that I think it was Ronald Reagan, the famous 10, the worst 10 words, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Yeah, I'm not not real fond of that one. There are a lot of different issues there. So every individual situation is unique. Now, be aware that I think it's next week, Fannie Mae's new guidelines, Jenny Mae's guidelines are going into effect for real estate, that they're going to be looking, and it's they're making it more difficult for you to buy a home when you've got a student loan. They're going to look at what the payments are and hit you with, I think it's 1% is going to be the minimum they're going to hit you with payment-wise. So just a thought there. Be cognizant of it. That's the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. So those of you that were with us before the break, we've been chatting this morning. Brent Humphreys is in the house. Humphreys Homes and Estates, right down there in beautiful Carlsbad, California.
That's where we're based.
That's
but we work everywhere.
Based. But he's got a Tesla. He can go wherever the charge will take him. So chatting about a home that in the neighborhood, make sure I get this right, Brent, that in the neighborhood there was a property sold, $433,000.
Correct.
Basically a model match, very similar attributes, similar upgrades, similar modifications, identical property. Mm-hmm. And you came up with a recommendation for your client on Tuesday, not tomorrow, but a Tuesday.
2 weeks ago.
That you recommended they should probably list it for $480,000.
Yeah.
21 hours later, take it from there.
Good. 21 hours later, I had a full price offer on the property. But prior to the full price offer, one of the top two brokers in Carlsbad called me. And the agent said, Brent, I just showed your property. My client really, really loved it, but I'm confused. How are you confused? I knew where she was going. She goes, well, I've looked at the comps and I'm confused. How do you justify a $50,000 increase? So very simple. And you have to know the answer. That's the key to negotiation. If
sure.
you stutter and stammer or you appear that you're not confident, you're going to lose your client money.
If you're not confident, then you're probably going to be perceived as not competent.
Correct.
Right?
Good. It's even alliterative. So I said to the gal, I said, it's quite simple. Scarcity. And then I paused and she said, well, you got me there. I said, there's nothing on the market. And the second thing, as I went into the neighborhood, I had another couple of comps that were outside the neighborhood, but inside the same master plan. 21 hours after I listed the property, I had a full price offer. My client accepted. We went to contract. So that's one. Okay. Selling through scarcity and just basically imposing a scarcity penalty. I'm sorry for the buyers I'm working with because this doesn't help you. But for sellers, it does. Saturday morning, 8 a.m., I'm talking day before yesterday, I sat in the home of a lovely family and we chatted. And they told me the number that they needed in order to sell their home and make it worth it to them. And it was about $100,000 after loan payoff.
Before you go on to that, Brent, hold that story.
Okay.
I want to ask you a question on the prior one because this is going to be a very, very key question, key component. Because according to Quicken Loans, the appraiser's valuation of properties as of June 2016 is 1.89% less than the contract prices. And that number is shrinking, narrowing, because in April, it was 2.17. So one of the challenges that's going to come up, I would assume, I mean, I don't know if it's an all-cash offer that we don't want you to divulge anything that's confidential, but a lot of people are going to worry, okay, is it going to appraise to
Good.
Handle that? So how are you going to deal with that part of it?
Well, there's a several-part process, and I love the diversion on that. That's good. When I think that there may be a problem with an appraisal, I will have a friendly phone call with the other agent asking where their client is at if we have a failed appraisal. I don't like to put that in writing. I'm not a big believer, although sometimes I have, of no appraisal contingency, because I think we're going to trip the lender. We're going to signal that we're concerned that we might have a problem. So no need to, you know, create, you know, all kinds of chaos. But for a buyer to have a property that does not appraise for the price they've offered, in order for the seller to be happy and content, the buyer needs to have two characteristics. Number one, the ability to pay the difference. And two, the willingness. They can be willing all day long, but if the money isn't in the bank,
right,
it's not going to do us any good. They need willingness and ability. Usually I'll have, well, not usually, always I'll have that conversation. And though it's not binding, the idea is the buyer says, well, yeah, I'm not excited about it, but I probably pay the difference if it doesn't appraise. This appraisal came
great
at the purchase price.
But the important part of what I'm trying to get through here is, again, and I harp on this all the time, I'm a big evangelist in the idea that you've got to have professional guidance. And when you have professional guidance, they're ready for that contingency because they've seen it before.
Correct.
Brent has seen that. He knows that. when you list a property $50,000 or sell a property $50,000 above the comp, the last recent sale, that is a potential issue, and you got to have a conversation. Have the conversation.
Correct. You do. Right.
That's the key component there. So I want to throw that, because I even though I didn't tell you I was going to ask that, I knew you'd have an answer.
No, thank you.
Right. I mean, because it's not a surprise.
It's not. Sellers need good representation up front to see just how much they can get them for their home. And they need very protection when there's a problem. Now, I'll be very honest. I know this is live. I have a property right now where it was supposed to close on Tuesday. It appraised. The buyer removed all their contingencies. And the bank sent the appraisal to secondary review. And within 2 days of closing, said, we're going to downshift this. We're going to take the value down $125,000. And this transaction actually may end up canceling. My seller's probably watching because we're good friends on Facebook, long time of working together in real estate, and it's unfortunate. So I don't want to sit here and make it look that I've just got every answer, because sometimes banks throw us a curveball. But most of the time, the solution, as long as it's well thought out. This is just a weird one.
And you know, again, that's the whole concept is there probably is a solution for that. You know, it might mean that the buyer has to come in with more money. They might have to get a private money loan. Those things are all out there. These are just different opportunities, but again, it's experience deal with those issues that we really want to focus on. So Brent, the other thing you do, I mean, right there, you demonstrated something that is an issue that's been going, that we're seeing in a lot of areas. And I know we've kind of divulged or diverted from some of our planned conversations this morning.
It's okay.
But properties you started out on the last segment you were sharing that there's a shortage of properties available for sale.
A great shortage. Yeah.
So prices go. So that kind of leads us to believe that whenever there is a lack of supply and good amount of demand, properties are going to sell.
Right. And there's excellent demand right now. I mean, unprecedented, because I mean, you're the lender, right?
You lead
these teams. Was it 30 year fixed under 3.5%?
Right. Yeah. I mean,
that's dirt cheap.
It's amazing.
And then you get the tax write-off. I mean, it's practically free.
And in some instances, the down payment for a home, to buy a home, is less than the down payment to lease a home.
Yeah, and the rental market's gone through the roof right now.
Right. So pricing, are properties selling? I mean, is all market shares? I mean, the numbers I see nationally are that the properties that are in the highest tier, the real high-end luxury, is staying on the market a little bit longer.
Yeah, they are. But
what are you seeing? What are you seeing in general?
Well, in general, so in the top 10 markets in the United States, top 10, six of them are in California.
Wow.
And in May, San Diego County, or you know, the city of San Diego, number eight market in the U.S. That was in May, eighth in the country. But in April, it was number 13. What does that tell you about accelerated demand for San Diego?
And
I can't say
like
it without my face cracking. Right? I'm smiling big.
Yeah, because San Diego, the rest of the country is going into the tornadoes and humidity and heat.
There are seasonally adjusted numbers.
And it's 71 degrees in San Diego.
That's true.
People want to be in San Diego.
Yeah.
Great.
But homes are selling nationally about 7% faster than they were last year.
7% quicker than last year.
Correct.
And the inventory is down significantly. So all of that means that it's like a perfect storm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Michelle Lee commented from Raleigh, Durham, Cary, North Carolina. I guess it's called the Triangle. That
right.
59% of their homes went into pending. And that right now, I guess it's supposed to triple in the next 10 years. But homes are, most of them, under 400,000, every home is selling in a matter of hours. But above 400,000, it's taking a lot longer. Buyers have their choices. And I think this is the big problem with pent-up demand. You know, from 2003 to 2008, the average seller in the United States held onto their property for 6 years before they put it on the market. And then it was 7 years. I think we had three-year stream of 6 to 7 years, and then 8, 9 years. In 2014, the average seller in the country had held onto their property 10 years before selling it.
They're holding their properties longer.
They are. And when they hold their properties longer, that just means there's less, you know, there are fewer homes for the buyers. But last year, you know, as you noted at our commercial break, it dropped by one year. So it's now at 9 years. So if you have sellers that are holding on longer and longer and longer, the inventory problem is only going to get worse. And then when you have interest rates as low as they've ever been, you have all this demand. You know, the only relief is new construction.
And we're going to talk about new construction because I got some information from Chapman University last week on that. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we will talk about that new construction. What is coming up? Are we buying any houses or is it going to be multifamily? I'll share with you what Chapman University is saying. And we also have a tax tip for small business owners. We'll give that to you as well. You can reach us anytime. Off air number 800-361-9900, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping purchase what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership. What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRE NMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal DRE 01869452 and 1866775.
Visit Mossy Nissan, where you always drive better for less. Better cars, better selection for less money and less hassle. Visit one of seven convenient Mossy Nissan locations or go to mossynissan.com today.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors. Text ATP to 79564. ATP to 79564. One of the area trusted professionals will reach out to you. That's your household board of directors. That would be your real estate, mortgage, reverse mortgage, CPA, financial planner, tax planner, credit repair, estate planning attorney, trust attorney. Oh, God, there's a lot of them on there. That's why you have to just do a simple survey, and one of them will introduce you to whom you need to meet. So you know that I do lead a lending team, and I do have some ideas about taxes, but I'm not a tax guy. That's not my world. But I am going to share with you today just a little bit of a tax guidance here. And again, you got to consult your tax professional because that's their world. They know it better than I do. But an SUV or a light truck sometimes can get you a tax advantage because they leave the number. Not, you know, something, Brent, you may, I'm not going to put you on the spot with this because I'm going to tell everybody that you may want to talk to your trusted professional because Brent's got a Tesla. I know that the Tesla is a heavy car, heavy, but it's a heavy car. And there are certain numbers, there's certain guidelines that if a vehicle is over a certain weight, a business vehicle, a commercial vehicle, and there's special tax for it. And I'm just going to share with you that the Tesla may qualify. I don't know, but I do want you to talk to your tax professional. Because I know that when I had my Navigator, it could be considered a commercial vehicle. And, you know, I was hauling a lot of very commercial-based items in my Navigator. But it does become a business expense, and it's treated differently than a consumer vehicle. So just a thought that you may want to bring that to your tax person. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals, Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564. So we've been talking about today about homes, how quickly they're selling. I'm going to share with you some stats that I got. We'll see if they concur with Brent's stats as well. But Brent was sharing the idea about homes selling, if it's under the 400,000 range, that they're just flying off the shelves. You know, sometimes I get those puns almost like Brent does. Not as good as he is. Buyer traffic by state, California, extremely quick. The seller traffic by state, extremely slow. Housing supply year over year is down 9.6% annually.
And last year was horrible already. Right. 9.6 worse
off
than
off of a bad
last
number.
Year's horrible.
Right.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. When I went to the economic forecast update at Chapman University of June, they're talking about almost all of the new housing permits. I don't remember whether it was Orange County or for the state of California, are multifamily homes. Think about that. They're talking that they're not building enough new homes. We need 1.5 million new homes every year just to stay at even. That's not if we have any extra families. What are you seeing, Brent?
Well, I'm seeing that a number of new homes are being built, and it's giving some relief in the market, but there's still a lot more that we need. I have multiple right now with. And one of them, you know, my client's relocating from the Bay Area, wanted to purchase in San Diego. And basically, we got to walk a dirt lot.
Okay,
before Brent, it was
before
even
you
trenched.
Go too far with that, because I want to throw something
right,
out
I get excited.
There. No, I agree with you. But you're probably too ethical to say what I'm going to say, because not that I'm unethical. It's just that I'm not out there selling real estate every day, and I don't make my living selling real estate. But here's the issue. If you are contemplating buying a new house, the most common person to go into one of these sales offices, you're not going to believe this one. I bet with all the years that you've been doing real estate, you may not even know this one. The most common and my recommendation for the best person to go into these sales offices, Mickey Mouse.
Really?
And the reason when you sign in, you use Mickey Mouse as the name is because if you go and hire somebody or bring somebody, the trusted professional like Brent Humphreys with you, if you've already registered on their sheet and I go in there and I say, Ron Siegel, and they go and look back at their logs and they say, Brent is not representing you. You came here on your own. I can't get the guidance that he offers. Now, the price is not going to change. They've already built in a commission for him. They've built in a payment for him to consult me and guide me. But I don't get that guidance if I go in there, give them my name. So don't give your name and do go in with a trusted professional like Brent Humphreys before, and that way you're represented when you get there.
Yeah, so. I had a contract last week, and my clients flew in from Africa, and I showed them property all week long. They said, we're here for 4 days. when we leave on Thursday, you have to have us in a home. And I did, and it was new construction. The contract actually said expressly that purchasing with a real estate agent will not change the price, will not increase it or decrease it. There's no advantage or disadvantage economically from the perspective. But what I was able to do on home of the week with the client is ask for an additional several thousand dollar credit. The sales lady, she kind of laughed. Oh, no, we can't do that. And I had a chat with her, and the next morning there were, you know, a few thousand more dollars in the kitty for them. Another kitty joke. Lisa Martin's, and I got to make cat jokes. But it was perfect, and my client benefited, and I was able to read all kinds of things. My Bay Area client is an emergency room nurse and obviously loves her children and protects people and saves lives. But when I was reading through the contract, I saw that in July of 2004, the Army Corps of Engineers found several hundred thousand pounds of unexploded ordnance in the ground where the community park was. Can you imagine if Johnny's like, you know, sliding down the slide and then, you know, it would be a tragedy.
Absolutely.
Now, they've taken care of it, but because you have an extra skilled set of eyes reading and advising and looking at the Melrose if it's 30 or 40 years, what the bond is, can it go up, what are the HOA rules and restrictions? One of the fun things that I love to do when I get into a sales office is ask, just in a friendly way, just out of curiosity, you know, the last 30 people that you sold the property to, what's the average price that people paid? Are many people doing extra flooring through the builder or upgrades? Or are they just doing kind of plain vanilla? Now, there's no right or wrong answer, but if you've got somebody that's, you know, paying $800 to $1.3 million for a new home, wouldn't it be nice to know whether your neighbors are doing a lot of upgrades or you're the only one? Because you never want to be the most expensive home on the street.
Why?
Well, because then you are the one that's got the most exposure. I love your why. You want people to be writing – you want to be writing your neighbors a thank you note for what they paid and upgraded. You don't want them to be sending you the thank you.
Good information, right? And yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, because the appraiser, when the appraiser goes through, he's going to look at averages.
Of course.
And the highest house is going to be brought down by every other house because it is the highest.
Right.
I mean, I want to be the lowest price on the house.
Honestly. Oh, the appraisal. I got to make this point. The builder's contracts are 100% different from the Association of Realtors contracts. So it's very important. I mean, when you buy real estate in California, if it's resale, you know that it's protected by an appraisal. If the property doesn't appraise for what you're paying, you can get your money back and you can leave. No questions asked. But in this particular builder contract that I saw, it expressly said that the deal is not contingent upon an appraisal, where I had a bit of a conniption fit, and we attacked that one.
Sure.
But buyers that just, you know, where do I sign? You know, and they go through it.
Well, they don't know what they're reading. I mean, most of us, I mean, I obviously I lead a lending team, right? So the loan documents now are 137 pages long.
That's a long loan.
Right? So does the consumer – number one, read it all? No. Do they understand it all? No. I mean, most of us aren't attorneys.
Right.
And when you're dealing, I use this example with a construction, they write it. They hire an attorney to write the contract, not for the benefit of the consumer, like
correct,
the real estate association will do.
Correct.
Right. Big difference there. So that'd be even more reason to have professional guidance when you're looking at these real estate contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing information. Again, it's just some people think that I benefit by telling you that. And believe me, I get no money from selling real estate. I have a license. It's not what I do on a daily basis. I just want you to get the great information because I can then ask you to set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to Brent Humphreys for coming in and sharing with us. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember, if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. We'll have it posted on Facebook as well. And if you have questions, you can email me, ron@ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time. Ron Siegel Radio.
You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700.
Think Fuller.
Go to Fuller Honda. They are there to help make your Honda dream a reality by bringing you an excellent selection of new and used Honda vehicles and great service to enhance